The Popular Lady Rabbit. There once was a lady rabbit who was on friendly terms with all the animals of the forest. She loved to gossip and tell tales. And so it was that she was welcomed into every home and into every animal group. She felt herself the envy of many of the other ladies of the forest, and was not embarrassed to flutter and sashay about in front of them in a boastful, show-offy manner, for she knew of her popularity and was confident in her wide array of friends. But one day she heard the baying of the hounds on the hunt, and she feared for her life because she knew the hounds had powerful noses that could smell rabbit from far away. In a great panic, she went to her friend the horse and asked him to carry her on his back away from the teeth of the hounds. But the horse neighed and said, "I'm so sorry, but I have my master's chores to attend to, and I simply haven't a spare moment. Perhaps some other time, my dear. But for now, I'm sure, seeing as how you have so many friends, another will surely give you assistance." Surprised and not a little irritated, the rabbit scurried as quickly as possible to the bull, who she felt could use his sharp horns to keep the hounds away from her. "I'm terribly sorry, Lady Rabbit, but I have a date with Missy Cow shortly, and I must spruce myself up to be appealing to her. I must make a good impression, you know. Why not check with the goat and get a ride on his back?" And so she went to the goat and asked him. "My back is in delicate condition, Lady Rabbit," he said. "Any pressure, you see, and I'll be taking medicine for days. I thought you knew I had a bad back. Check with the ram." Now the Lady Rabbit was truly getting worried. She could hear the hounds getting ever closer, and she was certain they had caught her scent. "Oh, Mr. Ram," she said, "please help me escape the hounds." "I can't get involved in these affairs, Lady Rabbit," he answered. "You do realize that hounds are known to eat sheep like me on occasion, and I have to look out for myself. I suggest you do the same." The words were barely out of the ram's mouth before the Lady Rabbit spotted the hounds pouring down the hill. Animals went in all directions, and keeping to her rabbit's nature, she immediately ran for the thistliest thistles and the brambliest brambles, and thus managed to escape the jaws of the hounds. But as she cowered in fear, as the hounds bayed and yelped all around her, she saw how very alone she was, her with so many friends. The moral of the story is, it is better to have one true friend than a multitude of fair-weather friends.